She believed that there would be a fulfillment of what God was spoken to her by the Lord. Excuse me, of what was spoken to her by the Lord. She worshiped God, and Mary and Joseph were devoted to Jewish law. Of course, you know, the burning question is this, or at least the one that kept reoccurring to me. Did God choose Mary because of these qualities, or did Mary have these qualities because God chose her? Brain teaser for this morning. You see, we find that the Mary of the New Testament represents all that was finest in Jewish womanhood and motherhood. Her deep spiritual sensitivity, her purity, faith, and obedience to the divine will, her meticulous, now listen to me, her meticulous attention to the training of her son in the religious traditions of his people, her loyalty to her son as evidenced by her presence at the cross, even when she didn't fully understand him, all mark her as a person of remarkable qualities. And these are the qualities combined with God's calling which made Mary the ultimate superwoman. So let me ask you this morning, how is your spiritual sensitivity? Now, gentlemen, I don't want you to look at that and think, well, he must be talking to all the ladies in the group. When you're out on the boat, out on the golf course, wherever you go to spend time with God, if you do that, are you sensitive to what God is telling you? Or are you one of those people that does all the talking, doesn't do any of the listening? You see, prayer is conversation, and conversation means that you both speak and listen. And I found that many times in prayer, I spend more time listening than I do speaking. How about you? How is your spiritual sensitivity? Are you like a bowl in a china closet? Are you taking time to be with God? Are you taking time to be with God? Do you have a devotional life? We try to do our best at First Church to make it easy on you. We even create a devotion for you each week. Should be no excuses. Two, is your spirit and heart pure? Oh, Lord. Do you take advantage of God's forgiveness and repent of the negative and hurtful thoughts? You see, that doesn't say that you never think of those hurtful thoughts, does it? That doesn't say that you never get mad at other people and have negative thoughts about them. It says, do you take advantage of God's forgiveness and repent of the negative and hurtful thoughts and emotions that you have? And then do you believe with your whole heart that you are forgiven? Three, do you have Mary's faith? The faith like Indiana Jones did to step out on that ledge where you can step out blindly knowing that God is with you. Four, are you obedient to God's will? You see, to be obedient, again, it means you have to listen to God. You have to clear out all the clutter so you can hear God's voice. And then you have to have faith enough and gumption enough and guts enough to step out, right? To say yes. Now, if you have children, how meticulous are you in bringing them up with Christian knowledge and tradition? Have you ever taken time to think about the amount of time spent with your children talking about what God has done for us in Jesus Christ and how that plays out in our lives? Have you had that conversation? Do you regularly have that conversation with your kids? Oh, well, Eric, no, that's this church's job and your job. No, it's really not. It's your job. We're here to support you. Just like a lot of parents think it's a school's job to teach kids discipline and all this. No, it's not. That's your job. It's a school's job to teach education. And it's your job to make sure they get the homework done, to have the discipline to do it. Church is no different. I know that sounds harsh, and I'm sorry. But folks, in this day and age, parenting, more kids are raising their parents than the parents raising their kids. And I'm really sorry to say that, but it is a reality. And it both scares me and ticks me off. It really does. How meticulous are you to bringing your children up with Christian knowledge and tradition?